الله وشرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا. من يهدي الله فهو المهتدي، ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. اللهم صل وبارك على عبدك ورسولك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him, we seek help from Him, we ask forgiveness from Him, and we repent to Him, and we seek refuge in Him from our own evils and our own bad deeds. Anyone who has been guided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is indeed guided. And anyone who has been misguided, you will never find a guardian to guide him. Have you witnessed that there is no deity except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone? They will witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his messenger and his servant. O Allah, let your peace, your prayer, your blessing be upon your servant and messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and upon his companion and his family members. In continuation of the seed of their life and ethics of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the previous speech was about the fail of Quraysh to bring the Muslims back from Habasha, and that humiliated them and intensified the torture and the hate for Prophet Muhammad and the Muslims, and they took extra measurement to do what they can do in their boundaries, which is Mecca. But they were under the control is Mecca, so they intensified and increased the torture and the pressure on Prophet Muhammad and his uncle for Prophet Muhammad to stop his message. So what they tried all means. They went back to Abu Talib and they took very harsh to him, either you stop Muhammad or we're going to fight you and him. And Abu Talib transferred that speech to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam thought that his uncle is letting him down, and he told him, if they put the sun in my right and the moon in my left, I will never give this matter until Allah decides for it, or I die for them. So, and he cried. So Abu Talib told his nephew, go say what you wanted to say. I will never let you down. And the Quraysh noticed that whatever warning they gave to Abu Talib did not work. So they came back to him. They came back to him with the most handsome and the strongest young man from Quraysh. His name was Umar ibn Walid, and he told Abu Talib, hey, take this young man as a son for you, and give us Muhammad to kill him, one by one. And Abu Talib told him, you give me your son to feed, and you want me to give you my son to kill? That will never happen. So they thought there's nothing else than to think about killing Muhammad with any means. And Abu Jahl was the leader of such act, and he tried to kill Prophet Muhammad by big stone. And he told the Quraysh, I'm going to kill him, and do what you want to do with me. If you want to give me to his family, his tribe, do whatever you want to do. And the Quraysh leader told him, go do what you can, we will not do anything to you. And Abu Jahl tried to kill Prophet Muhammad by going with a heavy stone in his head to kill while he's prostrated. And Abu Jahl went back to Quraysh terrified, and they asked him what happened. They said, I saw a huge camel was about to eat me whenever I get closer to Muhammad. And still, Abu Jahl will not consider any of that. And he tried again and again. And the harsh treatment that the Quraysh
intensified to reveal the Prophet Muhammad and his companion, led to the two strong, well respected two men in Quraysh to become Muslim. That was Hamza ibn Abd al-Muttalib and Umar ibn al-Khattab. So Abu Jahl, one time he hit Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and blood came from the Prophet, and many people saw that. And a woman saw that and described that to his uncle, to the Prophet Muhammad's uncle, Hamza ibn Abd al-Muttalib, when he came back from a hunt journey. And Hamza was upset, and he went straight to Abu Jahl around the Kaaba, and he hit him very hard, and people tried to stop him, but Abu Jahl told them, "Let him, because I hurt his nephew." And Hamza told him, "You hit my nephew, and I am in his religion." And even Hamza, when he said that, he did not prepare for it. That's just Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made Islam in his heart, and he followed that, and he became Muslim right away, and he went to Dar al-Arqam with Prophet Muhammad and the Muslims to follow Islam and to learn about Islam. And that was the most strongest person to become Muslim at the time. And the, just 3 days after that, another attempt from Umar ibn al-Khattab to kill Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he would, somebody met him and told him, "Where are you going, Umar?" He said, "I'm going to kill Muhammad." So before you do that, go and see what your sister and her husband did. They become Muslim. So he changed his direction to his sister, and when he get nearby the house, he heard them reciting Quran. And he knocked the door and pushed it hard, and he said, "What am I hearing here?" His sister told him that we're talking. He said, "Now I heard that you become Muslim." And then her husband told Umar, "What do you know? What if you know, Umar, that the religion you're on is not right? And the Prophet Muhammad is the messenger of Allah." So Umar hit his sister's husband very hard, and his sister, Fatima, tried to push him away, and Umar hit his sister too. And Umar saw blood all over. And when he saw the blood, his heart became soft, and he told him, "Give me that paper that you will recite it from, I want to read." His sister told him, "You cannot touch it until you purify yourself." And he went to purify himself with ghusl, and he came to read. And that reading was from Surah Taha. But before I mention that, Islam came to Umar ibn Khattab gradually. Before that, even one time he was outside around Kaaba and heard Prophet Muhammad reciting Quran, and when he heard that, he said to himself, "This is he's a poet to himself." But then he heard Prophet Muhammad saying him by himself reciting the Quran, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, "Innahu laqawl rasulin kareem, wama huwa biqawl sha'irin qaleelan ma tu'minun." So Umar ibn al-Khattab was astonished. How come he thought about something and then the Prophet responded by reciting Quran, answering his thought? And then he thought, well, maybe he's just a magician. And then even the Quran, with Prophet Muhammad kept on reciting the Quran, answering his thought. And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam recited, "ولا بقول كاهن قليلا ما تذكرون تنزيل من رب العالمين." And that moment that Islam came to the heart of Umar, but he covered that and ignored it and just continued on hurting to the Muslims and the Prophet. So back to the Umar and his sister. So he recited the Surah Taha, and when he recited Surah Taha, when he said Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, he said, "This is a beautiful name." And he said, and he kept on reciting, he said, "This is a pure name that he liked. He liked the sound of Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim." As you know, before, they used to even keep the himself away from even hearing the Quran at all. But when that Umar had the chance to recite the Quran himself, that word of the Quran came to his heart. He said, they are named beautiful and pure. And then he kept on reciting until he reached the point in Surah Taha, إِنَّنِي أَنَا اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنَا فَعَبُدْنِي وَأَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ لِذِكْرِي. And then he said, this is the most beautiful name and the most beautiful words. Where is Muhammad? I wanted to go to him. So when Khabbab al-Ard was hiding in Fatima house, when he heard that, he knew that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responded to the supplication that Allah will make Prophet Umar bin Khattab become Muslim. And he told him, he came out and told him, Umar, glad tidings for you. I heard Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam supplicating that you become Muslim. And he showed him where the Prophet was. Umar bin Khattab went to the Dar of Arqam and he knocked the door hard. And the Muslims was looking and saw Umar with his sword. And they got terrified. And the Amza was with them, told him, what's the matter? Umar ibn Khattab with his sword said, if you want good, we want to help him. If you want something bad, we want to kill him with his sword. And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was receiving the revelation at this time. So he came out and he held Umar very hard from his clothes. And he told him, Umar, is it the time for you to become Muslims? Say, and Umar ibn Khattab say, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. And when this happened, the Muslims became very happy in the Dar al-Arqam, and he said takbir loud enough that it was heard around the Kaaba. And the Umar ibn Khattab, when he became Muslim, he wanted to be treated as the rest of the Muslims. He asked somebody to tell the Quraysh that he became Muslim. And even he went to Abu Jahl and knocked his door, and said, Muslim. And Umar and Abu Jahl closed the door in his face and he cursed him. And he went to other people too, and even he asked someone who was known to spread the words everywhere. His name was Jumail ibn Ma'mar al-Jamhi, and he told him, I became Muslim. And this man went all over to tell that Umar ibn Khattab became Muslim. And the people started cursing Umar and hurting him and hitting him and fighting him. And he went back to the Muslims in Dar al-Arqam and he told Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we are on the right path and they are wrong. And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, yes, say, why you are hiding? And he suggested that we go out to public. And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had two rows of Muslims, and head of one was Hamza ibn Abdul Muttalib and the other row was Umar ibn Khattab. And they went to, for the first time, to walk around in the Kaaba and to say their prayers without any fear. And that was a changing point in the Islam publicly in Mecca. So now that was the humiliation and the hurt and the disappointment of Quraysh became to an extreme point. And they didn't know what to do. They thought about other means, but one of them was leader of the Quraysh, his name was Utbah ibn Rabi'ah. He, in one of the meetings, suggested that he would go to Prophet Muhammad and to suggest things, offer him several offers. He may accept one of them. And he told him, go, whatever way we can stop Muhammad, we will do. And Utbah went to the Prophet Muhammad and he told him, oh my nephew, you know about your all sweet words, you know how your position and your family and us, and you know what you did to us, and all this hurting everybody, and I'm here, I'm coming to talk to you, so listen to me. And so, and Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him, go ahead. And he told him that we're going to offer you all whatever you want. If you want money, you will become the richest person among us. If you want to be the king of us, we're going to coronate you as the king. If you want a woman, we will bring the most beautiful woman for you. If you want, if this is something that you need to be treated from, we'll bring the most skilled doctors to treat you. But give up this. And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, did you finish? Utbah said, yes. And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recited Surah Fussilat. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Hameen. Tanzeelu min ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. كتاب فصلت آياته قرآنا عربيا لقوم يعلمون بشيرا ونذيرا فأعرض أكثرهم فهم لا يسمعون وقالوا قلوبنا في أكنة مما تدعونا إليه وفي آذاننا وقر ومن بيننا وبينك حجاب فاعمل إننا عاملون. Mean, in the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful. Hameen. And these letters are one of the miracles of the Quran, and none but Allah knows the meaning. The revelation, a revelation from Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful. A book whereof the verses are explained in detail, a Quran in Arabic, for people who know. Giving glad tidings of paradise to one who believed in the oneness of Allah, and fear Allah, much abstain from all kinds of sins and evil deeds, and love Allah, much performing all kinds of good deeds which He has ordained, and warning of punishment to the hellfire, to the one who disbelieves in the oneness of Allah, but most of them turn away, so they hear not. And they say, our hearts are under covering from that to which you invite us, and in our ears is deafness, and in between us and you is screen, so work you on your way, verily we are working on our way. That was the response of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to Utbah, and Utbah was astonished. His eyes was wide open. He was one of the most eloquent speakers in Arabs, Utbah was. He knows exactly what Arabic is about. So he just shocked, and he went back to the Quraysh and told him, here's my advice. This man, he has gone to something great in the future. Leave him alone. And if he is going to succeed, you're going to be with him. And if the Arabs are going to kill him, you leave him to him. This is my advice. And he told him he must have had magic in you, and went back to the normal treatment. And that was Abu Talib knew that is going to happen. That's going to be Quraysh working in killing Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam with all means. So he gathered his tribe, and that tribe we had Muslims and non-Muslims, and all of them agreed to protect Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to put him among themselves, and to protect him from any harm. And that will, after that, we'll be talking about inshallah in the future khutbah. But quickly, we're going to cover what ethic that came out of that. This was a courage that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam had. He cared less about what's going to happen to him, because he knew that he's in the right path. He knew that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not going to let him down. And he, in all his affairs, he had the courage that to reach the point that he is delivered for the message, nothing going to stop him from it, with the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And several things in the life of Prophet Muhammad show how he was the most courageous person ever. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in the Battle of Uhud, he was, after the Muslim left their places, he stood and was in the beginning fighting the enemies by himself, and didn't care about his life, didn't care about himself, and was calling the other Muslims to come behind him. And also another battle, which is the Battle of Hunayn. He did the same. When the Muslims thought that because of numbers they're going to succeed or they're going to be the victorious, but that did not happen. And Prophet Muhammad again stood in the beginning, and even the Ali ibn Abi Talib was saying that he was to stand behind the Prophet, to have him like he is the in front, and they are after him because of his courage and his will to be in the front to face the harm. Also, another situation that one of the Bedouin came to the Prophet while he was asleep, and he took the and he woke him up, and he had the sword in his hand, and he told him, "Oh Muhammad, who will protect you from me now?" Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him, "Allah." So the sword fell from the hand of the Bedouin, and the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam held that sword and told him, "Who will protect you from me now?" And he said, "You are a generous." And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam let him go and did not harm him at all. So the several other situations that companion described Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam about how courageous he was and how much courage he had, and this will be addressed inshallah in the next time. قل قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد السلام عليكم ورحمة الله